Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. This next story has to fall under the category of Baltimore never ceases to amaze. Do you know that we are home to the oldest continuously operating predominantly black high school in the country, and that it was founded by a woman who is now on the path to Catholic sainthood? Yes and yes. The school is St. Francis Academy, and the woman is Elizabeth Clarice Lang, better known as Mother Mary Lang. And of course, there is a story here. Let's start on June 13, 1828, when a Haitian immigrant named Elizabeth Lang started a school in her Fells Point home to, quote, provide a Christian education to colored children. The school was called the Oblate School for Colored Girls, later changed to St. Francis, and its first class of 9 students ranged in age from 8 to 20 and included formerly enslaved children. So who was this determined and foresighted woman? Elizabeth Lang was born in 1789 in Haiti into a family that was well off enough to provide her with an education. During the Haitian Revolution, sometime around 1800, she moved to Baltimore and eventually to Fells Point. Here in Baltimore, she found the country's largest free black population and a good number of African Caribbean folks who spoke her native French. She also found at least a few schools for Baltimore's black youth that were run by Protestant congregations. Sharp Street Church started a school in 1802. Bethel AME in 1812, and St. James in 1824. What she didn't find was any public school or Catholic school for black kids. Determined to rectify this situation, Miss Lang opened her home and began teaching from the Bible. At first, she did not have the backing of the city or Baltimore's Catholic community, only a partner named Miss Marie Ballas. But then came along another Haitian immigrant in Baltimore who also spoke French and also was teaching black children. He was a Sulpician priest named James Jalbert. His dilemma was that he was trying to teach the catechism to black children at St. Mary's Church in Seton Hill, but the kids couldn't read. So he recruited Miss Lang and Miss Ballas to come in and help. And then Father Jalbert and Miss Lang decided what the Catholic Church needed was a new women's religious order. Thus, with the blessing of Archbishop James Whitfield, the Oblate Sisters of Providence were formed. When Miss Lang took her vows as Mother Mary, along with Marie Ballas and a student of theirs, they became the first Roman Catholic sisterhood of women of African descent in the world. And Mother Mary Lang was their first Mother Superior. As for St. Francis, after operating out of Miss Lang's home, it moved to St. Mary's Church and later several other buildings. At first, classes included reading, religion, needlework, and laundry, but by 1850, they had dropped laundry and added extra math and geography and had upwards of 200 girls enrolled. And in 1853, the school officially changed its name to St. Francis School for Colored Girls after St. Francis of Rome, a woman back in the late 1300s and early 1400s who led a group of women ministering to the poor, and later became a saint. After the Civil War, enrollment surged and St. Francis needed a bigger building. In 1871, they moved to East Chase Street and have been there ever since, adding every once in a while to their campus and, in 1974, admitting boys. Today, St. Francis is going strong with outrageously good sports teams and solid academics, and a notable alumni list that includes jazz singer Billie Holiday, 2-time Olympic WNBA basketball star Angel McCartrey, and Corey Yao, a producer of MSNBC's Morning Joe show, and my friend Arlene Fisher, head of the Lafayette Square Neighborhood Association for many years, and the person who first told me about this incredible place called St. Francis. For more information on the St. Francis Academy, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.